Okay. We're speaking this afternoon with Pam Carter, candidate for Pettis County Presiding Commissioner on the Republican ticket there in Pettis County. Good afternoon, Pam, and thanks for spending some time with us. I want to give you the chance before we get into your experience and all of that, just to introduce yourself. Tell me a little bit about how long you've been in Pettis County and anything else you'd like to share with the listeners.
Sure. I'm Pam Carter, running for presiding commissioner. I've lived in Sedalia for a little over 20 years. I have two children, two daughters. I have sold insurance, had my health and life license, and I have been involved in rental property. And I've also have served on the city council here in Sedalia.
Well, that was going to be my next question, is if you'd ever been in public office before, but I guess that kind of answers it. So let's talk specifically about what type of experience you would bring to the table if elected as Pettis County Presiding Commissioner.
Yeah, like I said, I have been a city council member here in Sedalia, and I've worked with a multi-million dollar budget. It's actually the city budget is more than the county, so I'm experienced with dealing with budgets. I also was vice chair of Public Works, which Public Works is involved in roads and infrastructure. And we also dealt with the city with law enforcement and court systems and of course, working with other elected officials. You know, you learn how to work together to get things done.
Well, Pam, looking forward, if you're elected at the county itself, what challenges do you think Pettis County faces in the near future?
Well, you know, we never know what the economy is going to do and what the revenue is going to be. So that's something that you always want to keep an eye on. Definitely want to work to keep Pettis County on a sound fiscal footing. And there's roads. I know from being vice chair of Public Works, I know that roads are always a never-ending thing to try to maintain. The county has 900 miles of roads, so that's something that we got to stay on top of. Also, I would like to see us continue to work on getting the BRO money, the bridge replacement off system, to replace these old bridges.
Well, and talk to me a little bit about that, Pam, if you will. How many bridges, and maybe you don't know specifics, I know you're not in that office, so how many bridges do you think need to be replaced? And then I also want to ask you, you know, you mentioned the roads that need to be repaired and things like that, and budgets can be tight. So how do you make the decisions over what's top priority and what can wait a little bit?
Well, as far as the bridges, I'm not sure exactly how many there are, but in order to get the bridge replacement off system money, they have to be 50% deficient. So there has to be some issues and problems there. And there's also something called the Bridge Engineer Assistant Program that you can get some funding to help to pay for those engineers to go out and look at those. And on that BRO money, you get 80% from the federal, and then the county picks up the 20%. So that's a great help. Roads, I think the last commissioners and the current commissioners and John Meehan have done a really good job continuing to work on those, and we will continue to work on that. Their half cent sales tax for the roads will be up in April, which continues to get. It's been passed before, renewed more than once, and that's because I think people are seeing their tax dollars at work, and so that's a great help. And out of roughly, depending on what the revenue is, not quite $3 million, a little over $700,000 also goes to the different cities that help in the county that helps out, especially these small towns.
You mentioned John Meehan, and he's a friend of the station. We talk to him quite regularly. Big shoes to fill. Any changes that you think you would like to make immediately if elected into that office?
No. Actually, I think, like I said, John Meehan has done a wonderful job. He's been very, very engaged and involved, and the commissioners, Jim Markham and Brent Hampe, also have done a very good job, and we have very good elected officials, and we'll just continue to work to make sure that local government works for the people.
Absolutely. Okay, one last question. What sets you apart from your opponent?
Well, I think what sets me apart from my opponent is that I already have local government experience. So I already have that experience of working with budgets, working with roads, working with infrastructure, working with law enforcement. So that's what I would say is my experience.
Absolutely. Okay. Now, Pam, I want to give you the last opportunity, the final word. Anything that you would like to add or that you would like for voters to know?
Well, I just want to tell people I appreciate their vote on August 5th, and it's been a privilege to meet so many of them as I've been out there walking door to door and asking for their vote. And if I'm elected, I pledge to make local government work for you.
Thank you, Pam, for your time today. Okay.